Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Kings, Week 10, The Lord's Recovery to Build Up Zion. Monday, Related Verses. Psalms 48, verse 2. Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion, the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Psalms 50, verse 2. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Psalms 125, verse 1. Those who trust in Jehovah are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but abides forever. Psalms 9, verse 11. Sing psalms to Jehovah, the inhabitant of Zion. Declare his deeds among the peoples. Psalms 74, verse 2. Remember your assembly, which you have purchased of old, which you have redeemed as a tribe of your inheritance, in Mount Zion where you dwell. Psalms 87, verse 2. Jehovah loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Ephesians 4, verse 16. Out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together, through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation and the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. Revelations 3, verse 12. He who overcomes, him I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall by no means go out any more. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which descends out of heaven from my God, and my new name. Revelations 21, verse 3. And I heard a loud voice out of the throne, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will tabernacle with them, and they will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them and be their God. Related reading. Zion was the city of King David, the center of the city of Jerusalem, where the temple as God's dwelling place on earth was built. As the highlight and beauty of the holy city Jerusalem, Zion typifies the overcomers as a high peak, the center, the uplifting, the strengthening, the enriching, the beauty, and the reality of the church. The overcomers as Zion are the reality of the body of Christ and consummate the building up of the body in the local churches to bring in the consummated holy city, New Jerusalem, the Holy of Holies, as God's dwelling place in eternity. Jerusalem is built on a top of a mountain. In Jerusalem there is a peak, that is, Mount Zion, on which the temple was built. About 1,000 years before the building of the temple, God asked Abraham to offer his son Isaac on Mount Moriah, which is another name for Mount Zion. The good situation in the recovery today is just like Jerusalem. However, there is no Zion. In the New Testament, the overcomers are likened to Zion. In Revelation 14, verse 1, the 144,000 overcomers are not just in Jerusalem, they are on the peak of Zion. The overcomers, the vital groups, are today's Zion. My burden today is to help you reach the peak of the vital groups, that is, the overcomers' Zion. Although we may have a good church life, among us there is almost no realization, no practicality, no actuality, and no reality of the body life. This is the need and the recovery today. When Brother Nee was raised up by the Lord, he saw the light that the local churches are needed for the Lord to take the procedure to go on to reach his goal in his economy. So he stressed the local churches very much. We have stressed the local churches again and again. The one church is expressed in the local churches because of physical reasons. We believers are scattered on this earth, so we cannot be in one location. We have to be in many locations, so in a sense, we have to be separated by localities. But we cannot forget that the churches are the body of Christ. Ephesians 4 says that there is one body. Paul says that though we are many, we are still one bread and one body. Eventually, the book of Revelation does have a consummation. In this consummation, all the seven lampstands disappear. In the first chapter, we see the seven lampstands. But in the last two chapters, we see only one city. Eventually, the local churches will be over. Only the body will remain and remain forever. And this body of Christ is a unique tabernacle as God's dwelling place on this earth, the unique bride of the Lamb. We all have to see this. Therefore, we must pay much more attention to the body of Christ than to the local churches. This does not mean that I annul the teaching of the local churches. We still need it. As a person, we have a physical frame. That is our body. But a body by itself is a carcass. A physical body needs an inner life. Today, the church is the same. On the one hand, it does have a frame, a body, but this frame is not the nature, the essence, or the element of the church. Ephesians 4 tells us the church is the body, and within this church is the Spirit, the Lord, and the Father. The Father is the source, the Lord is the element, and the Spirit is the essence of the body. These four entities are built together.